On August 5th, 2015, an Environmental Protection Agency worker took video after his team accidentally triggered the release of 3 million gallons of acidic mine waste into the upper Animas River.
What do we do now?
Visit the Gold King mine today, and the scene seems far more under control.
The EPA has built a Superfund water treatment facility at the bottom of this gulch where large bags filter out metals like iron and lead and zinc from the water. The locals say they are seeing signs that it's working. However, the EPA says that it is costing about $20,000 a week.
That cost is a fraction of the problem. For decades, locals and water experts have tried to bring attention to how old, abandoned hard rock mines are deteriorating aquatic ecosystems, leaching naturally occurring minerals into waterways at an unnatural rate and in unnatural quantities. Some locals, like Rob Schmidt, a manager at Durangler's Fly Shop in downstream Durango, say they're grateful the Gold King mine is drawing attention to the scale of the orphan mine pollution problem.
You know, in the long run, it's actually going to be a really good thing. In the future, it's going to actually help that, you know, situation with the water quality. Because there's a lot of other streams, you know, not just that mine where it came out of. There's a lot of other mines up there that need to be cleaned up as well.
The Natural Resources Defense Council reports abandoned mines in Colorado leak the equivalent of a Gold King mine spill into local waterways every 2 days. And according to Jeff Graves, director of the Inactive Mine Reclamation Program for the Colorado Department of Natural Resources Division of Reclamation, there are thousands of miles of abandoned mine sites in the Colorado Rockies.
Generally, we have thrown around a number of about 23,000 sites throughout Colorado. It's probably an underestimation.
Graves says the state-run mine cleanup projects he directs are quite different from the Superfund cleanup project the EPA is conducting at Gold King.
Superfund is big. Big program, big money, big authority, EPA, big contractors. Most of the work we do is partnership-oriented, and so we will have multiple agencies and generally limited in resource and oftentimes limited in scope.
About how many, generally, would you say mines are currently part of the program right now and in the cleanup process?
We did 3 water quality improvement projects last year. You know, it's on the order of 3 to 6 sites a year that get worked on, and that may not be full-scale reclamation. That may just be some portion of reclamation. It's a gargantuan gap. I mean, between the potential problem and the amount of resources available to deal with it. And so any opportunity we have to bring more partners to the table gets us one step closer to cleaning up a site.
And central to bringing more partners to the orphan mine cleanup table is Good Samaritan legislation. Well before the Gold King mine spill rattled his community, Ty Churchwell, Trout Unlimited's San Juan Mountains coordinator, joined TU's near 15-year battle to make it possible for so-called Good Samaritans to help clean up old, polluting mines when the property owner is either unknown or incapable of funding the cleanup process.
Good Samaritan legislation would allow others, such as a watershed group or a nonprofit, a state agency or a county government, to address a draining mine in their community that may not be on the radar with the EPA due to its possibly smaller size.
Good Samaritan legislation would make that cleanup collaboration possible by addressing the obstacle everyone seems to agree is the most significant roadblock, liability. And that liability stems from federal laws aimed at protecting water quality, most notably the Clean Water Act.
In order for a Good Samaritan to come in and address one of these mines, they would have to apply for and receive a discharge permit. And as such, they would be responsible for that mine discharge that they did not create. They would be responsible for it forever and ever because that mine will never stop draining. And so that's part of the disincentive. That's the liability that we need to get over in terms of providing a mechanism for a Good Samaritan to go in and clean up a mine.
The EPA has been piloting Good Sam cleanup projects for quite some time. And on December 6th, 2018, Colorado lawmakers Congressman Scott Tipton and Senator Cory Gardner introduced the Good Samaritan Remediation of Orphan Hard Rock Mines Act of 2018 in the U.S. Senate and the House. It's the most recent in a long list of well over a dozen proposed Good Sam bills. Even though all parties involved seem to agree on the necessity of formal Good Sam protections, lack of agreement between environmentalists and industry representatives over the details, with one side saying the proposed legislation goes too far and the other saying it doesn't go far enough, have sabotaged every Good Samaritan bill proposed to date. But Jason Willis, mine restoration project manager for Trout Unlimited and a leader in the push for Good Sam legislation, says there's better reason to reach an agreement and pass a Good Sam bill now than ever before.
You know, as the population of our state is growing and expected to almost double by 2050 per some of the quotes from the Colorado Water Plan, the nexus between water quantity and water quality is going to become even more important. So some of these streams that are being negatively affected by historic abandoned mines, it's going to be more important to clean those up so we have more clean, usable water for all the users that might need it in the next 20 to 30 years.
Colorado's hard rock mining boom between 1870 and 1930 played a key role in populating the American West and making Colorado the state it is today. State lawmakers, environmental groups, industry supporters, and government leadership are going to need to take big strides together to reverse the damage Colorado's historic abandoned mines continue to cause and make way for a new era in Colorado history that prioritizes clean water. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Hanley Myers.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at watereducationcolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions for rural water systems. Find out more at cobank.com.